Did you know that out of the 200 million creators on Instagram, 80 million are from India? Hustle culture काफी hard है हमारे यहाँ. सोच में पड़ गए. बेहतरीन. Because that's kind of the point. That is the point of this new podcast. We want to make you think. Think about the world, think about your body, and think about science. And today we have with us a very special guest. Today we have with us Nikhil Taneja. Nikhil is the co-founder of Yuva, a youth-led media company that aims to highlight issues that the youth is currently facing. They talk all about relationships, sexuality, mental health, and all of the things that might concern you. Now, I'm a big fan of Nikhil's work. Nikhil has been doing some amazing things and leading some very cool conversations about mental health. But abhi aap soch rahe honge ki maine fact to internet ke baare mein bataya aur ab main mental health ki baat kar rahi hoon. That's because today we are talking about how to have healthy mental health while being an internet user. Hustle culture tells us very interesting things about what we should do with our lives. But ye kabhi koi baat nahi karta hai ki is hustle culture aur online presence ka hamare dimag pe kya impact padta hai and how it affects our life. Thank you for being here, Nikhil.
Thanks for having me, Taneya. As I'm a huge fan.
Back at you.
I keep talking to everyone in Team Yuva and telling them, you know, the kind of person that we should all aspire to be like is Taneya. She's the kind of creator that we all need. She's found that perfect mix of being important and interesting.
Thank you very much.
I am a big fan myself.
Right back at you. My imposter syndrome is kicking in. So I will quickly change the topic before it makes me extremely uncomfortable. But speaking of imposter syndrome.
Yes.
What is imposter syndrome? Let's start there.
Love how you've thought that I'm the right person to talk about it. So imposter syndrome in general is supposed to be where no matter how much you achieve, you still feel like you've not done enough. You've not been enough. You are not enough in many ways. There's this really famous, I think, paragraph that's gone viral somewhere on the internet where Neil Gaiman spoke about how he had gone to a party and how he had spoken to some other guests and saying that I was feeling so out of place at this party and everyone over there was like really famous, more famous than me. And I was just so confused about like, how do I find my people here? How do I find my community here? What am I? Who am I? And then someone came up to me and literally said the same thing to me, that I am feeling out of place at this party and I am feeling like this. And it turned out to be Neil Armstrong. And I'm like, if he feels out of place, then who am I to feel out of place? And somewhere...
out of place feel karne mein bhi imposter ho raha hai.
Matlab ki, now it's interesting you ask me because I have mostly heard a lot of women speaking about this. Men speaking about it is not very... Because men have a certain amount of alpha confidence that comes from the fact that main to sahi hoon.
Paidaishi.
Main to paidaishi cool hoon. I have a lot more feminine traits in me and a lot more... I'm far more in touch with the feminine side. So I feel like this a lot more than I feel a lot of other men that I know and I speak with. And I feel it comes somewhere from the fact that my father's pretty much spent his entire life being outside just working. My mother's stayed at home, has been working, trying to raise us. When you grow up just looking at in India, our parents just trying to break out of their circumstance ki ek level se na dusre level ko unlock karna hai kahin na kahin, you know, ki abhi hum log agar itna sa ghar hai abhi thoda sa bada ghar chahiye, itni agar ek pehle bike aati hai, pehle scooter aata hai, fir shayad bike aati hai, fir choti gaadi aati hai, fir shayad badi gaadi aa jati hai, pehle jo rented apartment hota hai, fir shayad chota sa ghar aayega, fir shayad agar paise aur aage to ek aur ghar khareed liya. You seeing your parents go through these levels one at a time and I feel like you are in your mind only you think that is life. Life is only about trying to find what
level
next,
up.
What next. Yeah, level up, right? What next? And as even if you're doing it, it just always, there's always this question in your mind that, okay, ye to ho gaya, chalo, badi achhi baat hai, but what next now? So, mera hamesha se yahi raha hai, and I've now been grappling over the last few years because I feel like I've hit a lot of goals that I had as a kid, which is, I should be very proud of that. But I still don't feel like happy always. I don't feel like I've made it, quote unquote. I don't feel like I have enough. There's just so much, I think, within us that I think is, we just as human beings, I just always feel like there's a void, there's always something lacking. And I think it comes from this understanding, at least in an Indian societal subculture conversation, when you see your parents never having really had a moment in their lives where they have taken a breath. So I feel, of course, there are these Instagram understanding of what imposter syndrome is, comparison, validation, quotes, retweets and likes and shares and whatnot. But I feel like so much of it comes from us just being an Indian people and
Absolutely.
Seeing our parents hustle more than I think yeah, most other parents have you anywhere else have.
This is hitting home really hard for me yeah. because even my parents are like this. My mom came from like a little village. वहाँ school yeah. नहीं था. पूरा 20 किलोमीटर पैदल चल के दूसरे स्कूल में जाती थी. Eventually, my nana got fed up and उन्होंने ऐसे छोटा सा एक स्कूल बना दिया वहाँ पे. So then mummy doesn't have to go all मतलब extreme privilege sure.
Yeah.
14 years की age पे she went to you know some महिला विद्यालय लखनऊ में. वहाँ उनकी क्या जबरदस्त रैगिंग हुई. इस सब के बावजूद लाइक रैगिंग क्या होती थी, बाथरूम नहीं जाने देंगे. They'll just make you wait for hours and hours. So इस सब के बावजूद शी बिकेम अ डॉक्टर. शी केम फ्रॉम लाइक दिस लिटिल विलेज, एस्टैब्लिश्ड ऑल ऑफ दिस इन अलाहाबाद, ओपन्ड हर ओन हॉस्पिटल. माई डैड माई मॉम डूइंग ऑल ऑफ दिस टुगेदर. एंड इट्स सो ट्रू दैट इन आर कल्चर वी डोंट हैव द कल्चर ऑफ रेस्ट. द कल्चर ऑफ ओवरवर्किंग इज सुपर ग्लोरिफाइड. द कल्चर ऑफ हसले, ओह गॉड व्हाट इज दैट वर्ड इवन, इज सो ग्लोरिफाइड. आई वाज हैविंग अ चैट विद माय एक्स मैनेजर यस्टरडे and she was about to join some agency. Aur wahan pe usko bola that you know, are you ready to hustle?
Yeah.
This is a new company, you won't get weekends off, you're supposed to be on call until 11 PM. And I was like, on call is a word we use in medicine. When you're the primary care doctor, like there I understand that you need to be on your toes until 12 in the morning because people's lives are involved. Agar ek ad 3 din late pahunch gaya to kya ho jayega bata do.
ये इतना खराब सिस्टम बनाया ना हम लोगों ने. वी जेन्युइनली स्टार्ट लुकिंग एट वर्क एज लाइफ एंड डेथ व्हेन इट इजंट. वी आर नॉट चेंजिंग द वर्ल्ड, एस्पेशली आई फील लाइक इन कॉर्पोरेट स्ट्रक्चर्स. नो मैटर व्हाट यू थिंक यू आर डूइंग, अनलेस यू आर मेकिंग वैक्सीन्स और समथिंग, यू आर रियली नॉट चेंजिंग द वर्ल्ड. व्हाट इज, आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड. आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज देयर. आई हैव सीन पीपल फीलिंग प्राउड ऑफ द फैक्ट दैट आई हैव स्टेड लेट. I used to be that person, by the way. And now when I look at others, I just feel like I feel bad for them. I try to break it out of them. But I just, matlab kya ukhaad liya tumne tab itna rehkar. I read this thing yesterday somewhere yesterday in fact. Oh, so many things I've done yesterday only. But kal maine kuch padha jahan likha hua tha ki the only people who are going to, 20 years later, the only people who would remember that you worked late are your children. You know, that nobody else is going to remember. It's your partner, it's your family, it's your children who did not get your time who will remember. Your boss is not 20 years later be like, अरे वो कितना अच्छा था, रात को 10 बजे तक बैठकर ऑफिस में काम करता है करती थी. I feel like we need to recognize that there is a capitalist structure that we are all born into, unfortunately, which needs us to hustle so that it can reflect back to us that
you're still worthless.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's what it actually. But you know, I mean, the idea is that if you hustle more, again, unlock more in your life, you're going to get more money, you're going to get more, a better designation, you're going to get a better CTC, a better. All our entire lives are reduced down to these stupid numericals. And we feel proud or we feel bad about ourselves only when we look at numbers.
That's such a beautiful way of like, these are the numbers that matter, you know, that you go out and meet more and more people, you learn from more and more people instead of chasing some stupid numbers. I feel like this number conversation is so important, especially because probably the people are going to be watching this on social media. Maybe chasing a number, maybe chasing. I have chased a number for so long.
Yeah.
All of us, everybody who's in this industry knows what those numbers mean and what the implications of it are and what it does to you when you're not hitting a number at a certain point of time. And I feel like there's so many young people that watch this kind of stuff. Yeah. And watch us celebrate our 500K or our 1 million or our 20K, that it becomes an aspiration. It's so bizarre the way social media, like I grew up when social internet was there, but social media wasn't there. So like I knew the concept of the internet, like when I was 5 or 6, when I was maybe 10, I got internet access. Yeah. So to see how these aspirations and these ideas might be playing for people who are born in this, where it's a goal in life to have a successful business, have a family, do really well in college, go to a really good college, look great all the time, be super fit, make very aesthetic food, have all the coolest hangouts, have all the coolest parties, wear the nicest shoes, and also have 20,000 followers. That's like the bare minimum these days. No, itna to karke nikalna hi hai. And I'm so worried about the young people that are coming up. Hamare time pe aisa pressure nahi tha. Hamare time pe sirf ye pressure tha, beta fail mat hona. And it must be so different and so difficult to grow up in this kind of this pressure, this constant pressure, this not good enough feeling every single place. And you speak to a lot of young people. Yeah. Is this a prevalent thought?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It is so unfortunate. And so much of the work that we do at UA is to try and talk about mental health from this perspective, to normalize so to speak, averageness. Okay, even when you're growing up, think about it. We're always like, तुम्हें succeed करना, ये करना, वो करना है. सारे parents, सारे teachers, सारे आसपास peers, सभी बात कर रहे हैं. First आना, second आना, third आना, ये आना, वो आना, वो आना. सब बातें होती हैं. You are role models, you are shown as look at the most successful. But these are the fewest. There's always in a class of 50, there'll only be 3 people who are 1-3, yeah. Right? The rest of them are going to, so to speak, not be as successful as the toppers.
Yeah.
In any college, in any setup, in life outside also, aapke CEO company ka founder, whatever, if you are looking at a designation and saying, okay, this person, there's always one person over there.
Yep.
The rest of them are not there. And not everybody is ever going to get there. And I think that there has to be a bigger conversation about not failure, but this expectation management of life. Ki yaar, failure is far more common everywhere. Yeah. To it'll happen to, success happens to a few people, failure happens to every single person. We need to be able to have these conversations about what it is to not be at the top of everything. Yeah. And just so you know, for there are, you would know it, I can say in some way that I have in many ways, mere fields ke andar maine kahin kahin apni jagahon pe top kiya hai. But after that, it's not like it's made me immensely happy. And aap dekh lo main kaun sa successful banda hai, tu dekho jo na, jo successful hokar na bolta chal main ab chill marunga life ke andar, mujhe kuch nahi karna. Look at Elon Musk, man. After he's
Elon
destroyed, I'm saying he's destroyed his reputation
because
he couldn't just live with being one of the most successful billionaires in the world.
That's
and
true.
He's, I want more. And then he's now what everyone makes, he's a joke right now.
Yeah.
And this is what unfortunately is happening with, again, read this beautiful line that said that it's such a tragedy. I think it was one of my favorite books, John Green's The Anthropocene Reviewed, where he says, one of the chapters, he says that it's such a tragedy that the only thing that some people can do with money is to make more of it.
Yeah.
And it is. And this is the same thing. How is that going to change who you are as a person? Yep. How is that going to change the family and friends you have around you, your support system, what you do, what you get up for in the morning, what is your purpose, what is your reason for being? Who gives you love? Who do you give love to? ये सारी चीजें शायद तुम्हारी essentially change नहीं होने वाली
है.
And वो हम लोग ना भूल जाते हैं इसके अंदर. In fact, we stop giving time and attention to the things that matter in the race to get a bigger number. If you spend similar amount of time in doing a certain kind of deep work in a field that you're passionate about, in the kind of work that you love doing. And I'm right now assuming that there are two worlds for people, that there is some other work that they love, and then there is the internet content creation work, which a lot of young people today don't have. But I'm just saying from my perspective, I realize, agar main utna hi time na spend karunga kuch deep work karne mein, ho sakta hai, it might actually get me far more lasting legacy. It might get me far more recognition for the work I do, and it eventually might make me more money also. The moment I took a step away from Twitter, Instagram, I'm working on a film and a TV show that has been picked up by OTT platform because I spent that kind of time in writing and working on my scripts and my writing, which is something that I'm extremely passionate about. If it works, it is probably going to be far more lasting in memory for people than an Instagram post that I put up. You know, and I'm not saying this in any way to say that, you know, aap jo internet pe content dal rahe ho, uski value nahi hai. Value hai. No, but you have to decide that line for yourself. Just because everybody is putting something every day doesn't mean you have to put everything every day.
But the platform punishes you if you don't.
But wahi na, main wahi keh raha hu, ya to tum platform ke bare mein soch sakte ho ya fir again deep work, which I feel like, look, a lot of the comedians do this. Again, when you look at Varun Grover as an example, or for that matter Biswa or Abhishek Upmanyu, who's just, again, he puts up one comic piece in 3 weeks, and anytime he puts it up, it's lapped up. Why? Because the effort that he's put up in putting that one piece is so much more than the effort that everybody is putting in every single day to put out a single piece of content just to make sure that aapka algorithm. Aur ye na maine kahin padha bhi aur kahin suna bhi hai, pata nahi, mujhe lagta hai Instagram wale ne bola tha ki aisa kuch nahi hota, ye this is just a, maybe there is a thing, maybe there is, I'm not again denying it, I don't know any better, but from what I understand, even if you do the same amount of work every single day, and even if you do it like once in 3 weeks, if the quality of your work is the same, it is going to get the same kind of reach. And I also see that, like, even if I'm not writing for 3 weeks and then I put up a post, it gets me the same kind of engagement that it used to earlier. Overall engagement is down in the last year anyway. For everybody. But within that, if I write something from my heart, it does just as much as it used to do. And I feel like we need to start recognizing that. After a point of time, इतने क्रिएटर्स हो गए हैं इस कंट्री के अंदर, इतने लोग अपने आप को क्रिएटर बोलते हैं. इट्स अ क्वेश्चन यू नीड टू आस्क योरसेल्फ, व्हाट आर यू एक्चुअली क्रिएटिंग. द आइडिया ऑफ क्रिएशन इज इट शुड इन्वॉल्व इवन एनी एज समबडी हु वर्क्स इन फिल्म मेकिंग, एज समबडी हु वर्क्स इन आर्ट, द आइडिया ऑफ क्रिएशन नेसेसरली समथिंग दैट रिक्वायर्स योर टाइम, योर अटेंशन, अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ पेन, अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ एफर्ट, स्लीपलेस नाइट समटाइम्स, समथिंग दैट इज सो डीप इनसाइड ऑफ यू दैट इफ इट डजंट कम आउट ना यू कांट ब्रीद. लाइक आई फील लाइक दैट्स व्हाट क्रिएशन essentially is, ना, जब आप कुछ original अपना जिंदगी में बाहर डाल रहे हो, आपके अंदर कुछ है, आपको जो बताना है दुनिया को, that is true creation. Again, not to belittle anybody who creates something constantly. I'm a fan of people who are able to think something impulsive and put it out. But how long are you going to be doing that for? You are going to burn out.
Absolutely.
It cannot last. Versus protect your energy. Protect your pieces, protect your art, work on it, put out that one thing that you're proud of and put it out in the timeline that works for you. And 100%, if you have the heart and if you have the talent, there is no chance that it will not work.
Yeah.
But you need to now decide those, because the world is otherwise going to decide for you. And what is that going to do? Ultimately, remember, eventually, logon ko ye yaad nahi rahega tumne kitna content banaya tha, tumne kitna kaam kiya tha. Sirf tumko yaad rahega ki main na ek saal tak na apne, I couldn't give that time to my loved ones. I couldn't give that time to myself. I did not sleep enough. And because of that, I have this illness, that illness, whatever right now, which I think is happening to a lot of people.
It's happening to so many people, and I feel like I understood this most when I came out with my book. I was that person that used to put out a video every single day, and that got me immense growth. Other people tell me that this is immense growth. Mera to koi benchmark hai nahi, main to nahi nahi creator hu, main ko banaya shuru chal gaya. And when I started doing my book, I obviously wasn't able to put out content with the same frequency.
Yeah.
It used to mess with my head so much. Like, I used to just get so, oh my God, this book has taken over my life. I love that book to bits. I went through the worst time in my life writing that book. But, no, not for book writing reasons, for other reasons. Yeah. But I was very confused by the fact and very concerned by how I'm not able to also create content while I'm doing this. And when the book came out, I was just like, promotion ke liye wo karna. And my team is just like, kya kar rahi ho? This is a book for a lifetime. You've written Correct. A book, it's going to be there for a lifetime. For me, I was thinking, 24 ghante mein agar ye book sabse zyada biki nahi, to algo push nahi karega aise aur meri book aise aage. Matlab, it changes, it warps the way you process art.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, any content, any good, meaningful content is art. Even though I'm doing educational content, it's still some form of art in some way. The fact that I cannot see the value in the fact that sometimes, most of the times I can. But sometimes I just sit there thinking, ki, ho, itna achha video hai, is pe 1 million views kyun nahi aaye? Instead of thinking ki maine ye kitab likh li, kitab aa gayi, kitab ko 6 mahine ho gaye, kitab 35 din mein, you know, sold a huge number of copies, became a bestseller, none of that. The way the internet or the social media circus essentially changes your relationships with yourself, with other people, with other creators, I find it very interesting, particularly for young people. One of the primary things that I've learned in this is that, as you mentioned, hum logo ke liye offline life and online life alag alag hai.
Correct.
Because we grew up in that era where we had a separation.
Correct.
These guys don't have it.
Correct.
So the way they see their relationships is so different. There is no concept of a virtual relationship or an actual relationship. It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
And how they process it and how the boundaries of what is okay and what is not okay blur are so interesting. And I feel like that may be also leading to a lot of loneliness in some way.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have a lot more insights on this.
I feel like there's so much that contributes to this, right? Like right now, कहीं ना कहीं जो हमारी कॉन्वर्सेशन चल रही है, इट इज़ अ बिट ऑफ अ प्रिविलेज कॉन्वर्सेशन इन द सेंस कि वी आर ऑब्वियसली ओल्डर देन मोस्ट ऑफ द क्रिएटर्स राइट नाउ. वी ऑलरेडी हैव अ weekday work job that we are also active in.
Yeah.
And uske over and above, we are doing content, or we might be like writing something, creating something, making something, etc., etc. I don't even think of myself as a content creator in that sense. But I feel like the people who are older, we have got both the advantage and the good fortune of seeing a world before the internet, then seeing the world as the internet has been shaping up and taking place and to what it is right now. So we have the historical perspective of stepping a little bit outside what's happening right now and then forming an opinion of it. कि ना हम लोग थोड़ा सा दूर रहकर ये बोल सकते हैं, हाँ पहले दुनिया ऐसी थी, अब दुनिया ऐसी है, और अब मुझे लग रहा है कि जो ना मुझे ना ये करना चाहिए इंस्टेड ऑफ डूइंग दिस. That is a privilege that I have right now as somebody who has something else to do.
Yeah.
A lot of young people today are thinking that yahi ek medium hai. You know, jahan par apna kuch express bhi karte hain, bahut pyar se, bahut tameez se, bahut achha expression bhi hota hai logon ka. For what it's worth, social media has democratized expression.
Absolutely.
Which never happened before. So there is someone from a small town who will not have the privilege of finding a job as easily as I did. I see marginalized communities who are using the internet today to finally have this say that they never got. So kahin na kahin ek to pehle mujhe recognize karna padega ki bahut log hai jo privilege nahi hoti wo internet ko bahut they are using it and they need to use it, they don't have an option. Whatever we are talking about today, kuch logon ke paas option hi nahi hai ye rest ki. Unko pata hai ki yaar hamari voices na saalon se suni nahi gayi hai, ab mujhe finally bolne ka mauka mil raha hai to main bolunga ya bolungi, and they are finally expressing themselves. Then there is a whole bunch of other people who are doing it only because everybody else around them is doing it.
Yeah.
Only because it seems to be an easy thing to do. And I feel like that's where we need to be a little bit more cautious. And I don't think this conversation is happening enough. Like education system mein kaun bata raha hai? You know, is there anybody now in school or colleges, even though content creation is a legit job opportunity, kaun baith kar baat kar raha hai ki yaar content creation ke andar na aapko na, these are the things you should be wary of, these are the things you should do right, this is what you do wrong. There's no course somewhere. Nothing. There's no, even if there is a course, it'll always tell you how to hack the algorithm,
how to become more popular.
Correctly. No course is telling you ki theek hai aapne hack kiya algorithm, kitne saal hack kar loge, kal ko algorithm change hoga fir tum kya karoge. What has happened with Facebook, one of the world's biggest media publications on Facebook, VDFeed, was run by these two brothers, Vinay Singhal, Parveen Singhal, out of Indore. It became so popular, it became one of the top 10 Facebook pages in the world at one point of time. The Facebook changed its algorithm one day, the company had to shut down. And this was one of the world's top 10 pages, one of India's most successful startup stories in India.
Wow.
It had to shut down because their entire business model was Facebook and they couldn't do anything.
Wow.
Aaj aap dekho, jitne bhi, there are so many creators who are the OG creators.
Yeah.
There are people like a Prajakta and a Bhuvan and so many others who've been able to find different things to do to complement the work that they're doing. Prajakta is not only a YouTuber today. Actor bhi hai, tabhi wo na, aur usko samajh aa gaya ki mujhe acting karni hai. Bhuvan ne bhi acting shuru kar di wagaira wagaira. But aise bahut sare creators hum jo dekho, जिन्होंने जो है ना, जो ओजी आपके यूट्यूबर्स थे या इंस्टाग्रामर्स थे वगैरह वगैरह, बट दे हैव नॉट बीन सक्सेसफुली एबल टू चेंज देयर फील्ड. एंड इफ यू लुक एट देयर ट्रैक्शन टुडे और दे लुक एट देयर डिमांड टुडे, इट हैज कम, इट्स बिकम अ फ्रैक्शन ऑफ व्हाट इट यूज्ड टू बी. व्हाट आर दीस पीपल गोइंग टू डू इन द नेक्स्ट 10 इयर्स? They didn't have, the only thing they did on the internet was this. Ab jo na algorithm change ho gaya hai, naye log aa gaye hain, bahut sare log ho gaye hain, discoverability mushkil ho gayi hai, kya karne wale hain abhi wo? Unko bhi nahi pata aur kisi ko bhi nahi pata. And they still had good 10 years because they were the first people to start.
Absolutely.
You are starting at a time when everybody is on the internet.
Yep.
Even if you have one viral video, even if you have 10 viral videos, even if you make 100,000, if you get 100,000, you get 1 million. There is nothing to say that kal ko agar Instagram ne apna algorithm change kar diya, you will still be relevant. And if that happens, what are you going to do? What is your plan B?
And so many young people write to me, especially after doing MBBS, and they say ki ma'am MBBS kar liya hai, ab main content creation mein ghus jao. I'm just like, MBBS kyun kiya? मतलब इतनी पढ़ाई करके, and I'm not looking down on content creation, I'm a creator myself.
Yeah.
But there is no stability in this. ये मजे के लिए बहुत बढ़िया है, अभी अच्छा लग रहा है कि हाँ मतलब बस पॉडकास्ट रिकॉर्ड कर रहे हैं कमरे में बैठ के.
लोगों को लगता है ये आसान है. नंबर वन, एवरी वन थिंक्स इट्स वेरी इजी. इट्स एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट, दैट यू विल रियलाइज वंस यू स्टार्ट डूइंग इट. लोगों को ये लगता है कि अगर हमको एक वायरल वीडियो मिल गया ना तो दूसरा मिलना और मतलब आसान हो जाता है. No, even if you get one viral video, the second one is going to take just as much effort. Even if you get 10 viral video, the 11th will take just as much effort. And you will never be able to get that consistency. And then what happens? It will start playing with your head. It will start playing with your mind. You will start realizing, yaar, mujhe 10 mein 1 million mila, abhi 11 mein 800 kyun ho raha hai?
Every day this is a conversation in my group chat.
And that becomes attached to your self-worth.
Priyanshu and I keep talking about this. Our YouTube pe aise, is pe to 500K views hai, is pe 400 view kyun hai? क्यों है 400 व्यू? 400 लोगों को अगर मेंस्ट्रुअल कप लगाना आ गया है उससे तो कोई गलत बात है क्या?
बात वही है.
बेचारी रिपोर्ट बना रही है क्यों आ रहे हैं कम व्यूज.
सी, अगर आप अगेन, इफ यू आर डूइंग इट एज अ बिजनेस एंड यू ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड, श्योर, प्लीज, अगेन आई एम नॉट एट ऑल पुटिंग डाउन दिस आइडिया, बट आई एम जस्ट सेइंग दैट इट अल्टीमेटली बिकम्स अटैच्ड टू अवर सेल्फ हुड.
एब्सोल्युटली.
वी स्टार्ट थिंकिंग कि जस्ट बिकॉज हमको एक वीडियो पे 1 मिलियन मिल गया तो दूसरे पे अगर हमको 5,000, that just means that I am not good enough right now.
Yeah.
And the highs on Instagram and all of these social media platforms are so high and the lows then are so low.
Yeah.
And now you need as a creator today to have that understanding. Mujhe lagta hai na, I think at this point of time, time, every creator who's either getting into creation or is already creating needs to have an understanding of why they are doing it. That understanding needs to be very clear. Main kyun kar raha hu ya kar rahi hu is samay, why, what is the reason? If you are doing this because you enjoy it, please feel free to do it. But then don't attach numbers to the outcome. Yeah. You're doing it because you enjoy it. Great. If it works out, great. You're getting some additional money through this. Great. Nothing like it. And then if you have something else that you're doing, which is your constant, great, you focus. If you feel like this is your job right now, first get to a place where you are getting a certain amount of money from it before you consider this your job.
Absolutely.
Don't just think, you know, this is going to be a job. Main kar lunga ya kar lungi. Itne aasan nahi hota. Give it time, give it energy, give it effort. But once you are able to create some livelihood out of it, then see what are the ways. And even then, keep in mind that any point of time, it's not your self-worth, it is the algorithm.
Yeah.
Any point of time, it's not about you, it is about the algorithm. Of course, your efforts also matter. But today, tomorrow, anything can happen and you can go back to square zero.
Absolutely.
So you need to now start, be very aware of why you're doing it, how it affects your moods, how it affects your mood patterns, how it affects your mental health, how it affects your highs, how it affects your lows. You need to do this. I feel you have to do this as something that is a fun, enjoyable pursuit on the internet, which is why it all also started.
Yeah.
Versus thinking of it as a job and an outcome. And now AI will come and we'll be screwed.
Another can of worms. It's really funny. It's very ironic I'm saying this, but I hope people listen to this on their phones and decide to take a break. And honestly, go back and connect with themselves and take time to have a relationship with themselves, as you said, and take time to just be present in the moment and instead of on the internet all the time. I truly hope, because the kind of pressure messaging we all get about optimizing and efficiency and hustling and productivity, I hope the people who are listening to this on their phones are able to take this message and are able to find some peace and some connect in their lives. Thank you so much. This has been such a wonderful and insightful conversation. Honestly, I really enjoyed myself. So thank you so much for sharing your
insights.
Thanks
for having me, Tanaya.
And hopefully we can create a nicer, safer internet and a nicer, safer world.
And you are doing it, Tanaya. Like
thank
the kind
you.
Of conversations you.
I'm such a huge fan of you.
All the conversations you're having on your channel, everything that I see, you're creating these wonderful spaces online. And so many young people I know have benefited from it. And I know that there's going to be so many more. So thank you for the work you're doing. And I hope like there are more adults like you who actually take time out to spend doing something for the better of the people online. Especially young people.
Woohoo! Thank you for the work you do.
Without getting burnt out.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Anaya.